This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Ranchester, Wyoming, the Brook Mine has opened. It's the first U.S. rare earth mine in 70 years and Wyoming's first new coal mine in decades. The Brook Mine is expected to yield minerals critical for everything from fighter jets to wind turbines. The operation will extract rare earth elements directly from coal. Currently, the U.S. relies heavily on China for the rare earth minerals themselves and for the processing of those minerals. Officials say that the industry today is completely dominated by China. They don't mine all of the minerals, but even material that is mined elsewhere has to be processed in China. The connection between rare earth elements and renewable energy technology includes the magnets in wind turbines and components in solar panels for electrical conversion technology. The company that owns and will operate the mine, Ramaco, said the mine could supply almost 30% of the U.S. Defense Department's magnetic requirements. Wyoming's unique geology allows extraction of rare earth minerals from coal without the radioactive materials typically associated with rare earth mining. Unlike most other rare earth deposits, which are in the hard mineral, not only harder to mine and harder to extract, those rare earth deposits are usually radioactive. But coal is not radioactive, so the company will mine coal and extract rare earth minerals from it. A fox turned shoe bandit in Grand Teton National Park has made the park's most wanted list. At least one naughty fox has been making off with people's shoes from a campground in Grand Teton National Park. At least 32 shoes have been stolen so far, prompting the park to alert people to secure their shoes. Wildlife experts are not sure why the fox or foxes decided to start making off with shoes from the Lizard Creek campground. It could be because the furry bandits like their scent, even though humans find stinky shoes repugnant. Or it could be out of curiosity with a touch of mischief. The thievery has been prolific enough to prompt the National Park Service to put up posters with the message, "Wanted for Grand Theft Footwear," along with an illustration of a fox with a shoe in its mouth. Grand Teton National Park spokeswoman Emily Davis said that the posters are a lighthearted way to remind park visitors of a serious matter, keeping wildlife wild and people separate and safe. On June 26th, we posted attention-grabbing signs in the area asking campers to store shoes and other belongings inside vehicles, bear boxes, or occupied tents. It's unclear which fox or how many foxes are responsible, and we don't yet know where the shoes are being taken, Davis said. Retired biologist Franz Kamenzind of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, says that since canines are naturally curious, reports of the Grand Teton shoe thefts are not surprising. Kamenzind says, "Canines will carry strange things back to the den to chew on. It's also possible that a mother fox with kits, baby foxes, might haul things back to her den for the kits to play with," he said. Kamenzind recalled seeing bits of leather and all sorts of other chewable things stashed around coyote dens, so it's not too much of a stretch to suppose foxes would engage in similar behavior. It's possible that the shoe-stealing fox is looking for fun new toys, Davis explained. In another example of playful or curious fox behavior, park staff discovered a Kong dog toy last year at a fox den in a different part of the park. As in Yellowstone National Park just to the north, visitors to Grand Teton National Park must stay at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves and at least 25 yards away from other wildlife, including foxes. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.